After Dark Films. Blackness. The glow from a feeble lamp reveals an Asian man sleeping fitfully in a cot. He's about 40. His brow furrows and he twitches and shakes in his sleep. In his dreams, an older man sits at a desk, flipping through a book. In a jail yard, the man sits on the lowest bench of a set of bleachers. He stares at the ground as other inmates mingle. His eyes flick up as a beefy bald white man steps directly in front of him. The white man glares down at him.
What's up?
He doesn't raise his head. Other inmates, mostly white, turn to watch.
You're in my fucking spot.
The Asian man slides down to the other end of the bench. The white man moves with him.
You're still in my fucking spot. What's wrong, Chinaman? You hard of hearing or something?
The white man points a finger and pokes the other man's forehead back. The Asian man headbutts him in the stomach, driving him to the ground. The white man rolls on top and punches him in the face. A foot kicks the white man in the head, dropping him. The foot belongs to Tiano, a white man in his early 50s. The bald man rises, face bloody. He goes to attack. Tiano leaps and kicks him in the head, knocking him out. Tiano turns slowly and walks away. The Asian man sits up, bleeding from a cut under his eye. He watches as Tiano goes to gaze out of the yard from behind a chain-link fence.
It's not fair.
After Dark Films presents
Briefcase in the building.
An After Dark Films and Signature Entertainment production.
You know,
title, Dragon Eyes. A shiny black 1950s Oldsmobile prowls down city streets. Starring Kung Lee as Hong. Crystal Manticon as Rosanna. Peter Weller as Mr. V. And Jean-Claude Van Damme as Tiano. The clouds in the sky are reflected in the car's windshield, chrome trim, and shiny black hood. Casting by Shannon McCanyon. Music by Michael Krasner. Production designer Nate Jones. Costume designer Kim Martinez. Edited by John Greenhay, Andrew Drosick, Andrew Bentler. Director of Photography, Steven Schwetter. Co-producer, Christopher Milburn. Executive producers, Stephen A. Frankel, Stephanie Caleb. Executive producer, Courtney Solomon. Producer, Moshe Diamond. Written by Tim Torrey. Directed by John Hyams. Five young Latino men stand at the edge of a housing complex's scrubby courtyard. They scan their surroundings watchfully. One man steps onto the road. Theo, Sixth Street Kings. He has a teardrop tattoo and chews a toothpick. A steel gray vintage muscle car drives up and several of the men approach it. As Theo makes an exchange with the driver, a scruffy man stumbles up. He's shoved. Nearby, someone drives the 50s Oldsmobile through the neighborhood. As the muscle car drives away, the men push the pleading scruffy man around.
Get out of here!
They knock him down. The Oldsmobile approaches in the distance. Theo's men kick the scruffy man in the street.
Handle that for me. Sick of these guys.
The man scrambles away as the Oldsmobile slows and pulls over. Theo's brow furrows as he watches it. The driver parks where the men had been standing. He gets out, his back to us. Ignoring the watching men, the driver crosses the street to a two-story apartment building. It's the Asian man from the jail yard, Hong.
Hey, check it out, Hong Kong. We didn't order no Chinese food.
Hong jogs up to the second floor past A for rent sign. A woman exits a door.
Okay, I'm late enough for you.
They almost collide.
Can I help you?
Here for the apartment?
She eyes him skeptically, then reopens the door.
Grandpa, someone's here for the apartment.
She leaves and Hong enters the small office, where an older man sits at a desk. He looks up at Hong, considering him. The woman descends the stairs outside.
No drugs, no smoking, no dogs, no loud music, no friends coming in and out late at night.
The woman strides down the street, stiffening as she nears Theo and his men.
Hola, preciosa!
Hey, venga aquí, mami!
Come over here, come talk to us for a second. Come on, pretty girl.
Where you going, huh?
I'm here.
Hong hands cash over to her grandfather. His eyes flick to the window, where he sees them in the street below.
I don't want any trouble.
The grandfather tosses him keys. Outside, Theo approaches the woman as she passes.
Hey, yo, check it out. Slow your roll.
He follows her.
Look, I know you see me here all the time and you front like you don't want this chorizo.
Chinga tu puta madre, si?
Hija de la gran puta. Fucking bitch, kick rocks then.
Hong descends the stairs. Theo's men notice him and step back out into the street.
Hey, Theo, look who it is. It's the Chino.
The woman stops outside St. Jude's liquor store and looks back. Hong strides past the men and opens his car door. Theo shuts it.
Hong Kong, I didn't get my order, Holmes. Besides, cost a bill to park here, Chino.
Hong picks up Theo's hand and removes it from the car.
Never touch my car.
Theo looks him up and down. He takes out the toothpick and throws it on the ground.
Puto, you fucking crazy?
He raises his hoodie to display a gun in his pocket. Hong gazes at him calmly. He kicks Theo in the chest, then picks him up and drives him into another man, smashing into the back of an SUV. He uses Theo's legs to knock the other man out, then dumps him. A big man lifts him into the air. Hong drives his thumbs into his eyes. As he lands punches, the fourth man smashes a bottle over his head. As Hong rolls to his feet, Theo's men grab him and restrain him. He ducks and Theo punches the man holding him. Hong fights his way free. He flips Theo over his shoulder, crushes his gun hand and drops the magazine on his forehead. He hurls the gun at another man's head, then flies through the air and kicks him through a bus shelter. Hong stares down at him, breathing heavily. The woman watches from across the street. Her brow rises slightly. Hong walks away, past a Sixth Street King graffiti tag. Blackness. Shadowy silhouettes appear across a blue-lit wall. In slow motion, a man in a hoodie runs away through a covered walkway. He has a bag. And a gun. He runs past a scrubby courtyard. Hong appears behind him and gives chase. Hong narrows the gap between them, running hard. Hong yells, In silhouette, the man in the hoodie pushes a woman down. In the dark, Hong bolts awake on the floor, sweating and panting. Weak daylight filters through a gap in the empty apartment's curtains. Hong pushes himself to standing, wearing boxer briefs. He goes to the barred window. Resting his hands on a small table, he bends forward, head hanging. Later, he leans on the railing of the apartment building's second floor walkway and looks down at the parking lot. The manager's granddaughter, Rosanna, walks past below. Hong's eyes don't follow her, they're distant, lost in thought. In a dingy bar, a lanky tattooed man snorts something off the bar top. Theo enters. He leans into the bar next to the lanky man, pulling pill bottles from his pocket. His gun hand is in a cast. Theo takes a pill.
These perks got me all fucked up, huh?
What the fuck happened?
Dash, check it out before you get in my ass. Just know I got this spot on lock.
What the fuck happened?
Fucking Chino came at us with this crazy ninja shit. Fucking snaked on Smiley, took my cuete, broke my fucking arm.
Get the fuck out of here.
Take care of it. Everything's gonna be cool. Don't worry about it.
Dash shoots a look at a burly man.
He's not here. Get the fuck out of here.
Theo straightens apprehensively. He puts a toothpick in his mouth and moves further into the bar. Dash sips his drink and turns to the burly man.
No. I need you to get on this shit. Make sure this mugeto ain't one. It's not moving in on me.
I'm sorry? I'll take care of it.
Ahora!
The burly man leaves. Dash empties a pill capsule and snorts it. Dash, Six Street Kings. In a club's red-lit back room, a dozen black men drink and play cards.
I'm feeling like money today. Like money. We're ready to all y'all. Close up.
They throw poker chips and cash into a pile in the middle of the table.
What do they look like, fellas?
Look like one of Dash's boys just got handled on their block. By one cat. So we need to go find this dude. You hear me? So whoever this dude is that can handle all of them men by himself, he'll probably use him.
The bald man looks at them steadily.
Since y'all got all this blah, 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 let's see how much y'all really want to do it. All in.
Antoine, Eastsiders. At night, Theo and two other kings loiter across the street from the apartment building. On the second floor walkway, Hong sweeps up garbage. Leaving the manager's office, Rosanna spots him. As he kneels to hold a garbage bag open, he looks up. He passes her the broom, brow raised. She sweeps the litter into the bag.
I tried, I really have. It's just... something's just... never change.
He takes back the broom and stands. Rosanna's eyes move from him to the kings across the street. They're staring. Hong gives them a friendly wave. Theo gestures with his unbroken hand. With a backward look at Rosanna, Hong heads down the walkway with the bag. Rosanna smiles a little as she turns to go. Blackness. In a concrete cell with high narrow windows, Tiano sits on a metal chair, spotlit theatrically. Across the dark room, Hong sits on a bunk in another spotlight, his head hanging.
She's dead. I tried. But I couldn't stop it.
Tiano nods.
Nothing can change that. put it behind you. Can you do that?
How?
Tiano peers out through the bars, then rises. He walks over to the bunk.
Stand up.
Hong stands. Tiano kicks him in the stomach. Hong collapses.
Lie on the ground.
He kicks him.
Get kicked like a dog. Stand like a man. Get kicked like a man.
Hong pulls himself up, grimacing in pain.
Are you angry?
Hong lunges. Tiano drops him to the ground with a punch.
You've got two tigers inside you. A weak one, who doesn't believe, and a courageous one, who does. Which one will win?
Hong stares up at him blearily.
I'm on your feet.
On the floor, Hong bares his teeth and rises. Hong opens his eyes in his empty apartment. He is sitting cross-legged on the floor. Light pours through the gap in the curtains. A makeshift altar holds a framed picture, but the candles around it aren't bright enough to reveal the photo. Hong lays out pieces of black clothing. Blackness. A garage-style door rolls up, revealing two of Antoine's men. They enter a warehouse stacked high with plastic-wrapped pallets of boxes.
Holy cat. Look, ever since we ran the dogs out, it's been good money, I'm telling you. Smooth like mayonnaise or a baby cheek or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Real good shit.
Where are we dropping this money off, big bro?
A figure nabs him.
The fifth row, second stack?
The first man continues on obliviously.
They could have told us all this shit was gonna be wrapped up.
Mike.
He turns around.
Mike? Mike.
He turns back, hand on his gun.
Mike!
The figure grabs him in a chokehold. He wears all black, with a black mask that reveals only his eyes. The man's struggles weaken and he's lowered to the floor. The attacker takes the bag and disappears. Behind a columned facade, plastic sheeting hangs in tatters. Inside, Dash and Antoine and their seconds meet.
Let me get this right. You calling me a liar? No, I'm not calling you a liar. I'm calling you a cheater, buddy.
What's your problem is?
What's my problem?
That your little habit getting in the way of your business.
Yo, was out a puño en your cuello. That's the last time you're gonna say something sick before I beat your fucking ass. Wait. You and your cocoa friend. Where's the money?
You ain't built for it.
Where's the money?
Smack you
fucking you money up,
an older man in a dapper suit and fedora strolls in. He grins.
And I use that term with the greatest liberty.
Mr. V. The other four men turn to him respectfully.
So we have a dilemma, okay? Floor is open.
Antoine.
He's getting greedy, trying to break the peace.
Mentiroso de carajo, Mr. V! This fucking Moyeto took the bags! This fucking puta!
We made the drop like we supposed to. You can believe this crackhead? Look
at him beat your fucking
Silencio! Basta!
Dash backs away from Antoine.
We have a more pertinent and important dilemma here, my take. By all accounts, and I'm not the best at arithmetic, there should be a figure in there that starts with a 3.
He whips out a baton.
But all I got's a 2.
He strikes Antoine's man.
Easy. Stop crying and pick up the money.
He snatches the envelope.
Now you pick him up. Don't look at him. Pick him up.
Dash's man helps him up.
Now we're gonna count the money together. Let's count it in 2s. Ready, set, go.
2. Pero, Mr. V, I know it's not in the...
Batene!
6. 8.
Who do we appreciate?
1,000.
1,000.
2.
Are you listening?
4. 6.
Ah?
8. 2,000.
2. And not a 3.
So,
he strikes him.
Enough!
Not enough! You got some harangue. You fix it. But I don't give a shit what happens between the Spicks... are the Schwarzes, because I don't eat fried bananas, and I don't eat collard greens. Shut up. Don't ever be short on my cut again. Fix it by midnight.
He looks from Dash to Antoine.
Okay.
Mr. V strolls away, retracting his steel club. Antoine helps up his man.
Messing up my business.
A white Mercedes-Benz drives up to a large house. The wide front lawn's grass is dead. Antoine and four of his East Siders get out. Antoine lets them in, rubbing his head. The living room is decorated with Japanese fans and samurai swords. They remove a large painting of a zebra from the wall, revealing a safe. At dusk, a silver Hyundai pulls up to a rundown concrete block building. Dash and three of his men get out. Dash lets them inside. A dark cavernous space is decorated with a mural of the Virgin Mary. Dash blows out candles on an altar. He rolls back the altar cloth and pulls out a safe. Dash and Antoine both open the safes. Antoine stares at a scroll inside. Dash freaks out.
It's my fucking money!
They both open scrolls.
Where's my fucking money?
Two large Chinese characters are painted on the scrolls.
Cancel! What does this mean? Look you close! Where's my fucking money?
Antoine stares in disbelief.
We kill each and every one of these fucking putos! To seven, vamanos!
In choppy sped-up footage, Antoine's men prepare for war. Piles of guns are loaded with ammo. More men arrive, and more guns. Several men tip back shots of booze. They pull on their jackets, do more shots, gear up and pile out of the house to the car. They stop. Dash's silver Hyundai speeds up the street and turns onto the long drive. Seven East Siders range up behind Antoine as Dash and the Kings pile out. Dash swaggers up to Antoine. Everyone pulls their guns.
Is this a fucking joke to you? What does this mean, pendejo?
Antoine pulls out his own scroll.
Symbol for change.
Who did this?
Think, man.
Huh?
Exactly.
Dash turns to his men with a manic grin.
Vamanos! Let's kill this puto.
Hey, genius. Exactly how do you expect to get your money?
Dash opens his mouth, then falters.
Can't get bread from a dead man.
Twitching, Dash turns and looks at his men. Then back at Antoine. He shrugs. Antoine shakes his head, mildly disgusted. At the edge of the courtyard, Theo and two other six street kings keep watch. Outside the building manager's office, Grandpa George listens to the radio on the second floor walkway. His eyes shift to the street and narrow. Outside, the silver Hyundai turns onto the street, followed by the white Mercedes. Grandpa George watches through the blinds. Both cars park near the liquor store. Dash, Antoine, and their men get out of the cars and spread out in a line across the parking lot. From his spot across the lot, Theo strokes his goatee. On the second floor walkway of the apartment building, Rosanna and George watch nervously. In slow motion, a lone figure appears at the other end of the lot. He steps out from deep shadow into sunlight. Hong wears a brown button-down shirt and faded black pants. He strides toward them, squinting to take them in. He stops about 30 feet from the line of men. An East Sider flips out a butterfly knife. A king taps a club. A tattoo across Dash's hand reads blessed. All the men squint at Hong. Theo and the two lookouts stand at the side, midway between Hong and the gang members. Theo strokes his goatee. On the walkway, George and Rosanna watch with concern. Without turning, Antoine taps a burly man. He nods sharply and advances, cracking his knuckles. In slow motion, the man strides toward Hong, who plants his feet. As the burly man passes, Theo attacks. Theo cold cocks him with his gun. Another man runs in. Hong leaps and slugs him in the face. The East Sider aims a sidekick and a punch, but Hong ducks them and kicks him in the gut. The man doubles over and Hong brings his foot down on his head. One of Theo's men grapples on the ground with a gang member. The burly East Sider throws a flurry of punches at Hong, then misses with a roundhouse kick. Hong spins in the air, landing two kicks and knocking him to the ground. Hong grabs a rake from the front of the store. Dash turns. A king with a tire iron faces off with Hong. He swings. Hong jabs him with the rake's pull, then spins it and slashes his face with the metal tines. He ducks a chain swung by another thug. Hong jabs his throat, then drops him with a kick. Another burly East Sider comes at Hong. He swings and breaks Hong's rake in two. Hong slams his face with a broken pole, then rams him with the metal end, sending him sprawling. The king with a butterfly knife advances. As Hong crouches over Theo, one of Theo's men kicks the man with the knife backward. The man regains his footing and charges. Hong jumps up and sends him flipping backward. He lands on the pavement with a bloody skid. Hong pants. Two police cruisers swerve into the lot, lights flashing. Hong puts his hands on his head and drops to his knees. The cops advance on him, guns aimed. Hong exchanges a long look with Antoine, then Dash, each standing with a single remaining man. His hands are cuffed behind his back. Rosanna pulls Grandpa George inside as Hong is hauled to a cruiser. In the dramatically lit prison cell, Tiano jabs Hong's stomach. He staggers back. Hong crouches, legs wide apart.
Put your hips forward. Put your feet inside. Body straight. Good.
Tiano kicks him in the crotch.
This chair. The superposition is necessary. It's beginning to try.
They spar. Tiano demonstrates a high kick, extending his knee at the end.
Way of kicking.
Leaning on the chair, he demonstrates kick after kick.
Three.
Hong starts a kick. Hong raises his fists. They practice kicks.
That's right. Okay.
In a jail cell, present-day Hong slumps on a bench. He looks up. A guard leads two white men to the cell. One is huge, with a shaved head. The other seems small only in comparison. The huge man checks out the cell, then nods. His companion follows, and they take seats on the long bench, about 6 feet from Hong. The huge man nods to his companion, and they both turn to stare at Hong. Hong looks straight ahead. The huge man leans toward him and spits in his direction. Hong looks at him. The huge man smirks. Lord, the devil dogs. Hong blinks. The smaller man leans forward.
Do you have a fucking problem?
Hong continues to look at them. The two men rise. Lord puts a restraining hand on the other man, then starts taking off his watch. He hands it to the other man. Hong wearily gets to his feet. Lord shoves him. Hong punches and kicks, but Lord knocks him off balance. Hong lunges and Lord headbutts him. Hong kicks him backward. Lord flexes his hand, wincing. Hong aims a sidekick, but Lord grabs his leg and drives him back against the cell wall. Then hurls him to the floor. A guard unlocks the door.
Hong!
Staring down Lord, Hong backs out of the cell. In a dark interrogation room, Hong sits at a table under a spotlight. Mr. V enters.
Mr. Hong.
He takes off his hat and switches on a recorder. He sits.
My grandfather's name was Vittorio Cigno. Hence I am endowed with the English bastardization of that beautiful name, Victor Swan. But you can call me Mr. V. Okay? So why are you here?
Mr. V lights a cigar.
And not the bad guys. Well, I arrested you for your own protection.
What protection?
Same protection I give everyone in this town.
Thank you.
Mr. V looks at him, surprised.
Gonna play rough in St. Jude. You play by the rules.
Hong nods.
Where's the money you took from Dash and Antoine?
At the warehouse. Sixth row, second stack, fourth from the bottom.
Is that so?
Mr. V takes out his cell phone.
Sergeant Howe, check the warehouse. Sixth row, second stack.
Fourth from the bottom.
Fourth from the bottom. Call me when you get there. Now, Mr. Hong, I have to know if you're someone I can trust. So, this gentleman's name is Mr. Beach. He's become a liability. The address is on the back.
He puts a photo on the table.
There's only one game here.
He grins.
My game.
Hong picks up the photo.
Very good. Well.
Mr. V goes to the door.
Welcome to St. Jude.
He tips his hat. Hong looks at the address on the photo. Blackness. In his apartment, Hong practices kicks and strikes. Sweat gleams on his bare chest. Flashback, the man in the hoodie pelts down the covered walkway. Hong chases him. In his room, Hong's strikes come faster and harder. Hong closes in on the man in the hoodie. A young blonde woman appears ahead of them. The man in the hoodie runs into her. She's shot. The woman collapses to the ground. Hong stares in horror. Her face appears before him. Blonde bangs sweep across her forehead. Her eyes are blue and accusing. She fades into whiteness. In his apartment, Hong wipes himself with a towel.
Come in.
Rosanna enters.
How did you get out of jail?
They let me go.
Is that how you think you're gonna solve St. Jude's problems?
He turns to face her.
It's a start.
Until they kill you.
Everyone dies.
She moves closer.
My grandfather wants you out.
If you want me to leave, I'll leave.
Just be careful who you hurt.
She leaves. Hong leans on the windowsill, staring out. Flashback, shadow figures spar. Hong raises his head. In a tiny rundown bungalow, drugs and paraphernalia litter a coffee table. A skinny brown-skinned man smokes a crack pipe on the couch. Beach. Twitching, he passes the pipe to a younger white man. He takes a puff.
I'm crazy, came home to me, I swear to God, man, I was losing my fucking mind here.
You bugging, bitch.
I'm not bugging, motherfucker. I heard these things. They walk around with little shoes and shit. Little teeth. They eat in the fucking walls, Tony.
Beach peers out the window between ragged curtains, then hurriedly closes them again. He puts his barely smoked cigarette in an ashtray with many others like it.
The other night, man, I'm laying here, and I look up with my eyes, and I look up, and look, you see that? This motherfucking eyes is looking at me, man.
Fuck, man.
The fuck is funny, man.
It's a painting of a tiger.
I'm trying
take
to
it down, then.
I'm not going to take it down, man. That's sacred shit, nigga.
Calm down.
I'm not high, motherfucker. I'm not moving fast. I ain't got nothing to calm down. I am calm. I don't look like I'm calm to you, motherfucker.
I didn't come here for this shit.
Beach pulls out a shotgun.
Oh, tell me you hear that. Tell me you ain't hear that.
I didn't hear there's shit. What the fuck are you doing?
There's somebody in here.
Calm down. Get down.
Get down.
Get down.
I ain't getting down. Nothing. I ain't dying on my knees. I'm standing on my feet, bitch. Fuck you.
Sit down.
Fuck you.
Fuck who?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Shut
bring it.
Up.
Bring it, bitch. Bring it.
Dude, you bugging, bitch.
You ain't forgot who the fuck I am, have you? God damn, I'm burning myself. Shit.
Sit down!
Well, get your ass up and check out behind the wall, man.
You got the gun. You go check
no,
it out.
No, that's why I got the gun, so I got your back. So you go look. If something happened to you, I got you.
I ain't going.
I got you.
You
hell,
got
I got you right there. You smoking my shit, ain't you? Look at all this shit you smoking. You smoking this, you smoking that. You popping pills, bitch. Get the fuck out, man.
He throws the gun.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
You throwing fucking guns at me?
Rainbow, bitch. What? I'm Beach, and from here, I'll get that reach. I'll knock
mother
the fuck out.
Tony goes down the hall.
Tony! Oh, fuck!
Beach drops his rock.
Tony!
Tony creeps down the dim hall.
Tony! Shh! Don't you shush me in my house, motherfucker!
Shut up!
Beach crawls, searching the floor.
Look at the wall, babe! Tony!
Yo, Beach!
Beach inhales smoke.
Your door is open.
What are you, retarded? Shut it!
I did shut it when I got here!
A figure streaks past and Tony fires.
What the fuck? Tony!
There's a fucking guy over here!
What do you mean a motherfucker in here?
A fucking ninja!
A what?
Ninja!
Ninja?
I'm fucking out of here!
You goddamn right you out of here, you blow all my shit! Get the fuck out! Ouch!
Tony creeps toward a doorway, shotgun raised. Hong grabs him, then rams the butt of the gun into Tony's face. He throws him down on the coffee table and Tony shoots his own foot. Beach tries to flee. Hong throws him to the ground and takes Tony's gun.
Don't kill me! Don't kill me!
Ben, I killed you. Understand? Get out of town and never come back.
I'm going.
Hong walks away, leaving Beach shaking on the floor.
Shit.
In the column building.
You're late, douchebags.
Sergeant Howe.
Old man don't like late.
You stop talking, won't be late.
Dash and Antoine approach Mr. V, who sits on an ornate sofa in the debris-filled room. He drinks tea.
Spit it out.
Mr. V, what the fuck happened? Where's our protection? What the hell are we paying you for if somebody could just bust in and take our shit?
The protection I provide you is from the police. If Sergeant Howard here, anybody else sticks a fork up your ass, you come complain to me. Meanwhile, if you two can't handle your own shit on the street, from Joe Average, I find somebody who can. I capito? Now, from this day forth, the two of you work in partnership with Mr. Hong. You split everything three ways, equal, even Steven, all the way.
Stop your call, Mr. V.
Everything in St. Jude is my call. Cotso.
Motherfucker, this is bullshit!
Fuck you, this is bullshit!
Relax, Poppy.
Antoine restrains Dash. Mr. V rises.
There's a saying from the people where I come from. Frittura la pesce, frittura la coscia, tu venisci. Which means fried fish, open thighs, everything's fine. You work with Hong.
With a final glare at Dash, Mr. V walks away smoking a cigar. Outside the apartment building, an elderly man regards a wall covered with graffiti. He begins to roll white paint over it, starting with a 6th Street Kings tag. Rosanna digs in a long dead flower bed. Hong collects trash from the hedges. Another resident rakes. The elderly man keeps painting. A middle-aged woman trims back the hedges. Rosanna carefully places a flowering plant in the freshly turned earth and pushes soil around its roots. The elderly man keeps painting. He steps back and admires the fresh expanse of white paint. Pleased, Rosanna takes off her work gloves and leaves the flower in its bed. Grandpa George sits on the second floor walkway watching the street. Rosanna joins him.
What have you got against Hong, Grandpa?
Nobody knows who he is, where he came from. Nobody.
Does it matter?
I don't trust anything that's too good to be true.
She kneels beside him.
Do you know what Schluter syndrome is?
No.
It's when a person with a chronic disease is cured and they miss the disease because they don't know how to live without it.
His expression is skeptical. Rising, she kisses his forehead and leaves. Grandpa George heaves a sigh, blinking rapidly. He swallows, his lips pursing. He turns on his radio. He goes back to watching the street. At night, a small restaurant sits closed and dark. In the dim kitchen, Lord stands waiting with his pal Yuri. Mr. V strolls in.
Hello to you, Mr. Lord, and aren't you looking fit? Although I wish you'd chosen a venue a little more elegant than this shithole.
I apologize, but I hear you have a problem in St. Jude.
You're hard of hearing.
Devil dogs can take care of this ninja. They give you the problem.
Problems? Mr. Lord, we got no problems in St. Jude. Matter of fact, you've been to St. Jude lately, you'd see we have no problems. The kids are swinging on the swings and the goddamn roses growing right in the middle of the town square. So I ain't got no business with you, and you got no business in St. Jude.
Okay, bro. Whatever you say, man.
All right, bro. Ci vediamo bello.
They slap hands. Lord watches Mr. V leave. In the dramatically lit cell, Tiano stands with his back to Hong, holding a wooden gun. Hong approaches.
If you get shot, it is only because you didn't understand the man who shot you.
Tiano whirls around and drops Hong to the floor.
Bang. Don't think about the gun. Think about the man.
Hong nods. Tiano pulls him up. They take their places again. In his apartment, Hong sits cross-legged before the altar. He opens his eyes. Rising, he puts on boots and blows out the candles. He moves to the counter to study a map.
Come in.
Rosanna enters.
Hey.
Her arms are full of flowers and food.
The neighbors, they're just very happy.
Tell them I said thank you.
She turns to gaze at him, moving closer.
Fucking bitch, help!
Dash bursts in firing.
Don't stand to the devil!
Hong pulls Rosanna behind the counter.
Fuck!
Hong throws a pot at him and rams him into the wall. Dash drops the gun.
Fuck you up now, pendejo!
They box. Dash lands a few good blows, then Hong kicks him back. Hong throws him through the table. Dash bashes him with a chair. Dash slams Hong into a window. Then the wall. Hong flips Dash over the counter to the floor. He rises, face bloody. Hong kicks him into some shelves. Dash lunges and Hong lifts him, throws him to the floor and places a boot on Dash's neck. Hong addresses men at the bar as Dash looks on.
Three rules you live by. One, don't harm civilians. Two, no dealing to kids, adults only. The price of a bag goes up by half. All transactions are pushed to the borders. Three, no guns. Only cowards use guns.
And the motherfucking devil dogs.
Shut the fuck up when a man is speaking.
Dash glares and Theo shuts up.
Understand?
You heard him?
Está bueno. Yeah.
Dash puts his gun on the bar. The other six street kings follow suit. Theo's the last. Dash looks to Hong. Hong nods. At night, Mr. V and Sergeant House sip espresso at an outdoor table.
You can get them everywhere else.
Perfect. Mr. V!
Sergeant Feldman brings Hong.
Sergeant Howe here is very, very upset.
So?
So?
House scoffs.
So, what's all this about a new way?
A new way? What are you saying?
Let him finish.
Feldman looks down.
Disarming your men. Are you fucking nuts? Kings are selling by the border. It's too damn close to the devil dog territory. And these fucks who can't afford your new jacked up prices are buying from them anyways. And that's just bad business.
Hong just looks at him. Mr. V turns.
Floor is open.
If I may.
He gestures to Hong.
The people at St. Jude feel safe now.
He looks at Mr. V.
They say you cleaned it up.
Is that what they say, do they? Well, it seems to me the objective and intention of a police force is to keep the people safe. So I have an idea. You do your job, and you do your job, and don't come around here telling other people how to do theirs.
He glares at the sergeants, who gape.
Ecapito.
Howe turns away, wiping his nose.
I say let's eat.
Theo and two men stand by a different road. They step out as a car approaches. Theo's brow furrows as it passes. He watches it stop down the block, where another group of men stands. He watches as a few men lean into the car's window. An exchange is made. Theo turns away as another car approaches. It rolls past him toward the other corner. Theo grits his teeth. At the corner, headlights come on. A shiny black Rolls Royce moves down the street in Theo's direction. The driver and Theo exchange a look as it passes. Theo watches it go, jaw tightening. Other headlights play across the front of a large house as a black pickup turns into the drive. Mr. V hangs up his hat as he comes inside. In his bedroom, he turns on a lamp and places his gun on the dresser. He whips out a switchblade and kneels. He rolls back the rug and pries up some floorboards. Pocketing the knife, he leans in and pulls out a small safe. He opens it, then pulls an envelope of cash from his pocket. He freezes, then pulls the safe closer. He drops the cash and reaches inside. He staggers to his feet and tosses the empty safe on the bed. His hand covers his mouth as he reels. He steadies himself on the dresser. He grabs his gun, looking around into the darkness wide-eyed. He doubles over.
Fuck!
Mr. V dials his cell phone. Elsewhere, a phone lights up with Mr. V's name and a picture of a dog.
How? Stop whatever you're doing with that bitch and call me now. Got it?
He dials again, pacing.
Feldman, call me immediately. Listen, I don't know where you are, but get to your phone, dial my number, and call me. Something is missing, and I think you know what it is. So get to the phone and call me now. Got it?
Mr. V yanks at his tie, struggling to get it off.
Fuck!
Hong answers on the second floor walkway.
Hello? Hong. Where's Feldman? Yes, it's Mr. V.
Now, where is Feldman?
What would I want with him?
I don't know. There's something happening, and I sure as hell don't know what it is. So stay by your phone.
They hang up. Mr. V dials another number. On the walkway, Hong draws a second phone from his pocket. Mr. V hurls his phone away and checks the chamber of his gun. A black Lexus sits outside a townhouse. Mr. V's pickup careens into the lot. Inside, a topless woman straddles someone.
So fucking
hot. Shut up, pig.
She smacks him. It's Hao. He grins, tied to the bed. Mr. V strides in, gun aimed.
What the fuck?
Where's my money?
I don't know. Boss, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Step aside for a second.
Mr. V takes her place astride Hao.
Come on, man.
Where are this? Let me show you how to do this. Where's my money?
I don't know. What the fuck?
He punches Hao.
Boss, please.
Only you and Feldman knew where the money was, so if you don't have it, where's Feldman?
I don't know.
Hold your fist like this.
And you hit it!
Are you learning something here? Put out your hands, mate.
He dumps bullets.
Hold those. Give me one.
I don't know where Feldman is.
Spin that.
Making a mistake here. I wouldn't take his money. I swear to God, I'm not that stupid.
You gotta lay off the croissants here, Hao.
Please, please. Oh, come on, come on!
I'm gonna shoot your wee-wee
please,
off.
Please, 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 please. I swear to God, I would never do.
Where's Feldman?
Please don't, I don't.
Ready? Oh, that was one. Here's two. Nope.
I did it. I did it.
You gonna push your luck here? Where's no, Feldman?
Boss, please, please, you're making
Here's
a mistake.
Here's
three. No, please.
Ready?
No.
Say goodbye to Wee Wee. Click.
God, thank you.
Here comes four.
No! No! No, I...
Shut up.
Mr. V answers his phone.
Where is this? Fine.
Boss, there's a mistake here. Please don't. Please, no, God, boss. Boss, please. No!
Feathers fly from the mattress between Hao's legs.
Clean up your makeup, fat boy. We got work to do.
He gives the woman a kiss.
Thank you, Mama.
As he leaves, the woman balls her fist. The next day, Hong walks through the parking lot by the apartment. Hao drives up in his Lexus. He's covered in bruises.
Mr. V wants to see you.
Hong keeps walking.
Come on, Hong. It was my balls. I had enough of that today.
What's going on?
How the hell would I know? Old man, don't tell me shit.
He drives slowly alongside Hong.
Feldman ripped him off. Now he don't trust no one but you. I think he wants you to kill him.
Hong stops, but doesn't turn around.
Well, get in the fucking car, man. Please. It's been a long, long day.
Hong gets in. Hao drives mostly empty streets, then through a housing project. He turns the Lexus into a laneway between buildings.
Here we are.
They get out.
And Mr. V's right over here. Getting a little hungry. You want a sandwich or anything? Let's step out.
Feldman knocks Hong out with a plank. Blackness. In a vast industrial area, a warehouse stands amongst factory buildings. Hong lies on the floor of the cavernous space, lit only by the light of half a dozen police cruisers. A cop hauls him to his feet.
Hey, there he is.
Hao strolls over.
You sleep okay? Yeah? You got a phone call?
The cop holds the phone to Hong's ear. A cop pulls Beach out of a cruiser.
You know this guy? Hey, asshole! Hey, shut up!
He's forced to his knees.
Is this the guy who killed you?
No, I don't know that motherfucker!
Oh, you don't know that motherfucker, huh?
Let me talk to me!
Hao shoots him in the head. Hong flinches.
Oops. Well, Officer Fazar.
A muscle-bound man swaggers up.
I'd like you to meet Mr. Hong.
Hello, Mr. Hong. It's nice to meet you.
Another cop holds Hong up through the blows. Hong staggers, bleeding from the mouth. Bizarre shakes out his fingers, wincing.
You got a hard head, right?
Hao chuckles. Bizarre mixes it up with a jab to the kidneys, then a kick to the stomach. Hong doubles over, spitting blood. A punch to the head scrambles his vision. He remembers the hooded man running. Hong reels between blows. He chases the man down the covered walkway. Bizarre keeps punching, but Hong is barely conscious. The blonde woman comes around the corner. They collide and the gun fires into her belly. She collapses. The man in the hoodie stares down at her, mouth agape. Her blue eyes stare up at him. She struggles to breathe. Her head falls back. The man in the hoodie is Hong. He stares down at the woman, horrified. Fazari keeps punching, but Hong is mostly in this other moment. He kneels over the woman as her breaths grow shallow. On his knees, Hong looks up from the woman. He stands, putting his hands on his head as officers arrive. In the warehouse, Hong's face is almost unrecognizable. Hong's vision flickers like a film coming unspooled. The woman's eyes accuse him. The cop restraining him lowers him to the ground. Fizari backs off. How passes Feldman his cell phone?
Here's your phone, genius. Keep it in your pocket next time.
All right. Let's get these guys in a box.
Hey, Sam.
Fizari shakes blood off his hand. Hong lies bleeding and unconscious on the concrete floor. Blackness. In the warehouse, the back of a hearse is opened. Feldman makes a call.
Yeah, Mr. V.
Feldman. Yeah, we got him.
At home, Mr. V smokes a cigar.
Did you put a bullet in his brain?
I'm sorry?
Mr. V sits forward in his chair.
Feldman, tell me you put a bullet into his brain.
Mr. V's dead. There's no question there. I mean...
Are you fucking kidding me? Feldman, you stay where you are. I'm coming down there.
Sir.
Feldman's phone goes dead. Soon, Mr. V's shiny black pickup drives into the warehouse.
It's been a good day.
Where is he?
They point to a casket.
Where's his head?
On the left. It's up top here.
Here?
Yeah.
How cringes as Mr. V empties his gun into it.
Open it.
How and Feldman lift the lid. A dead cop lies inside.
Shit!
His throat has been slashed.
No. How? Oh, come on. Mr. V, look, the guy pummeled him, man. He put him in the box. Fuck, we got him. Mr. V, we got him.
No, we didn't.
Mr. V empties the shells from his gun. He walks away. Blackness. Hong crawls down an alley. A pickup turns into the alley. Its headlights illuminate Hong, lying unconscious. The driver gets out, a black silhouette in the night. Hong is lifted to his feet. The driver deposits him in the back seat of the pickup. As it drives down the alley, the light brightens, revealing the pickup's an older model, battered and dirty. Blackness. The apartment building's windows are all dark. Faint streetlights line the parking lot. Across the street, Theo and some kings stand at the edge of the courtyard. A beat-up car stops. Theo moves to lean in, but it drives on. Theo blows on his hands, shoulders hunched. Behind him, two vehicles approach. He turns as they stop. Theo and the other man stroll slowly toward them.
Fuck you, who does what?
The first is the Rolls Royce, the second an SUV.
Motherfuckers got business here?
All the doors open and the devil dogs step out. Lord shoots Theo in the head. He fires after the fleeing Kings, and his men run to round them up. Lord looks down at Theo lying in the street. He glances at Hong's vintage Oldsmobile parked nearby. In a restaurant kitchen.
You're trying my patience, Mr. Lord.
Mr. V smokes a cigar.
It's what they do.
In St. Jude's, devil dogs beat people up in broad daylight and spray paint their tags.
Well, you don't have to try any longer.
Lord smirks. Devil dogs surround a Sixth Street King and beat him viciously in the parking lot.
What about the ninja?
He's gone. We have a deal.
They stomp him into the pavement.
We have a deal, bro.
Yes, bro.
Devil Dogs is spray painted in huge letters across the wall. The thugs walk away, leaving the beaten man lying in the middle of the parking lot.
You're the man now.
They bump fists and slap hands. Mr. V walks out. Blackness. The glow from a feeble lamp reveals Hong sleeping fitfully in a cot. He shivers, his face swollen and sweaty. His brow furrows and his lips move. In the dramatically lit cell, Tiano sits at a desk, flipping through a book. Hong is slumped on the bunk.
You think your night is over? I killed her. And there's no changing that. But it doesn't mean you should also die.
Tiano closes the book, staring into space.
I too made a mistake once in a moment of fury. I killed my own son.
Cars in various states of repair are scattered throughout a warehouse space. A man cuts metal, throwing up a shower of sparks. Tiano enters. He winds his way through the cars toward the back, unzipping his jacket. He approaches a man standing behind a work surface. A metal briefcase lies open on top of it. Tiano turns the case, it's filled with stacks of money. Tiano closes the case, picks it up and heads away. He stops, looking around warily. He and the others take cover behind cars as several armed men in black hoodies storm in. They wear white plastic masks over their faces. One wears a ninja mask. Tiano kicks the gun out of his hand, whacks him with the case and kicks him to the floor. Tiano creeps alongside a battered car. He picks up a tire iron. A masked man rounds the front of the car. Tiano bashes his head with the iron and the case. The man drops. Another intruder snatches the case. Tiano grabs a dropped gun and shoots him. The man drops to the floor. He struggles to crawl away. Tiano stalks toward him. He kicks the case away and stands over the dying intruder. The intruder holds his gut as blood gushes out. He pulls off his mask. It's a young, dark-haired man. He stares up at Tiano with pleading eyes. Tiano kneels slowly.
When I first saw you that day, in the yard, I thought of my son. The same fire rages inside of you.
Tiano covers his own eyes as his son jerks on the floor.
I will never forgive myself. Never.
Tiano sits at his table in the cell.
But I must still do good in this world. And so should you.
He turns to look at Hong.
You have the dragon eyes. The spirit of the great masters. But you have strayed from your path.
Hong stares at the floor. In the present, he shivers in the cot.
When you get out, there's something I need you to do for me.
Grandpa George adjusts Hong's blankets.
There's a town called St. Jude. A town that has fallen into darkness. You must go there.
Grandpa George crouches by the cot, worrying. Blackness. On a gray day, Dash looks down on the street from a balcony above the liquor store. He cranes his neck to see across the street. In Theo's usual spot, half a dozen devil dogs patrol. Dash watches them warily. Lord and Yuri stare back at him. Dash shakes his head very slightly. Lord's jaw tightens. Blackness. A boarded up industrial building lies in an abandoned lot. Inside, Hong sits on his cot, poking at a steaming bowl of stew. He takes a bite. Grandpa George sits nearby, watching him guardedly. He rolls an orange in his hands.
Okay, Hong. Whoever you are. Back in Da Nang, there was a guy in my platoon, Copley. No one paid much attention to him. Then one day we got ambushed. Six of us pinned down in heavy fire. And then VC hand grenade drops in to finish us off. M26 shift knob. Everyone in my unit is kissing their ass goodbye, except Coakley. He goes gung-ho, dives on it, covers it up with his helmet, and boom.
Hong looks up.
Not a scratch. Damnest thing I ever saw. Platoon got so inspired, we just jumped up and started firing. Just standing there in the wide open, fighting back. Fighting back. In that moment, we were invincible. I know who you are. You're Copley.
I'm not Copley.
Yeah, well. I'm not Tiano. You kept calling me that last night. I haven't heard that name for a while. Your car. It's his ride. Right?
Hong nods, not meeting his eye.
He was from St. Jude. The only one in the neighborhood man enough to stand up to the gang. Nothing's been the same since he went away.
Later, Sun streams into the empty building. Hong stands alone, tentatively testing his muscles. Wincing, he rubs his side. Then tries a series of slow kicks. He remembers the prison cell. He runs through a series of strikes. In the cell, he practices the moves as Tiana watches. He does a roundhouse kick combo, moving slowly and precisely. In the warehouse, he practices punches, moving stiffly. In the cell, Hong and Tiana bow, hands at their forehead. They spar in slow motion, throwing punches and kicks at each other. In the warehouse, Hong practices the moves alone. Tiana and Hong speed up, pulling their punches less. Tiana lands several kicks, throwing Hong off balance. They box, their strikes coming faster. A kick sends Hong flying backward. Another day, Hong does handstand push-ups while Tiana punches his gut. In the warehouse, Hong does jumping push-ups, clapping his hands at the apex. Tiana punches and kicks him while he struggles to maintain the handstand. They spar faster, their blows coming in flurries. In both times, Hong does jumping clap push-ups, his feet and hands both leaving the ground. In the warehouse, Hong leaps to his feet. In the cell, he sits on the ground, exhausted. At the Sixth Street Kings clubhouse, Dash plays pool.
Nobody's heard of this guy. Word on the street, he's a fucking ghost.
Yeah, but word on the street, this is your fucking job to find the ghost.
I'll take care of it.
I know you'll take care of him. Move the fuck out of the way.
He pushes his second in command back. Hong wanders in.
Mira esta.
Dash and Hong lock eyes. Antoine's at the Eastsiders clubhouse.
You need to make money instead of losing money. Like y'all just lost this damn money. Whose Timex watch is this, man? I don't take Timex.
What's up?
Hong appears in the doorway.
Just talking about you, man. I heard.
Near the liquor store at night, Sergeant Feldman walks toward his car with a takeout coffee. He gets in the driver's seat. Hong sits up behind him. He puts him in a chokehold.
Fuck!
I decide when you breathe. Understand?
Go to hell!
Call Mr. V. Tell him you want to meet.
What? The fuck you think you are?
Hong squeezes harder.
Okay, stop, stop, stop. All right, just...
Call him.
Yeah, just loosen your grip. Just loosen the grip.
With shaking hands, Feldman pulls out his phone.
Yeah, Mr. V? Sergeant Feldman.
An old factory smokestack reaches into the night sky. Inside the space is dusty. Rusted machinery and catwalks line the sides of the long factory floor. In slow motion, Hong enters at one end. He stops, studying the empty space. Halfway down, a burly man appears. Then more step out from behind machinery throughout the space. They lazily swing pipes and crowbars in their hands. Hong watches them, intensely focused. His face is still bruised and cut. He strides toward the first man, who swings a crowbar at him. He ducks, punches, and takes his weapon. Hong flips him onto the floor and cracks his head. He drops another man with it, then hurls it at a third. He ducks and they fight. Hong flips the man backward over his head. Another man swings the crowbar. Hong grabs it and strikes him over the head. The next attacker performs impressive kicks. Hong grabs his foot, then smashes his head. He makes quick work of another man. Yuri stands at the end of the factory floor, calmly watching. Hong drops his weapon and stalks forward as Yuri takes off his jacket. They square off. Yuri gets Hong square in the gut with a backward kick. Hong regains his balance, fists raised. He lunges. Yuri ably avoids two kicks, but the third sends his hands flying to his face. Yuri wipes blood from his nose. They come together again, and Yuri lands several hard blows and flips him onto the floor. Hong scrambles upright. They circle each other. Hong spins in the air kicking. Hands hitting the ground, Hong traps Yuri between his legs and slams him onto his back, then knocks him out with a punch. Astride Yuri, Hong looks up as Lord appears above them on a catwalk. He sneers down at Hong, who's bloody and panting. Hong gets to his feet and heads for Lord. In slow motion, Lord descends the metal stairs. He reaches the factory floor. Eyes locked, the two men close the distance between them. Lord throws aside his overcoat and takes off his watch. Lord comes at him. Hong aims a sidekick. Lord grabs his shirt and headbutts him, then punches him backward. Hong ducks a kick and Lord's foot goes through a metal sheet. He yanks it free. They draw together again, trading blows. Blood and spit fly from Hong's mouth after a vicious punch. He rams his head into Lord's gut. Lord swings him. Hong jabs him in the throat, then leaps, landing a brutal hammer strike. Lord smashes him through a stack of metal drums. He hurls one. On the ground, Hong ducks and kicks with both feet, sending Lord flying. They right themselves and come together. Lord gets a fist, then an elbow to the head. He headbutts Hong. More powerful blows are exchanged. Lord wraps a meaty hand around Hong's throat. Hong presses fingers into Lord's eyes and strikes again and again. They grapple for control, their blows growing wilder and more desperate. Their grimacing faces are covered with blood. Hong drives Lord back against a pile of debris. Lord wraps his legs around Hong's head. Straining, Hong lifts Lord off his back and swings him around. He cracks Lord's head against a pipe and drops him. Chest heaving, Hong stares down at his unmoving opponent. He looks up. Dash and Antoine come out, guns aimed at Mr. V, who enters with his sergeants, holding a gun to Rosanna's head. Grandpa George limps out, gaping.
Oh, Lazarus, risen from the grave. I'll be a little bloody. Que meraviglia.
Dash turns his aim from Hao to Feldman.
Where's my money, Hong?
I got your money.
Well, where is it?
You leave St. Jude, never come back, I'll give you your money.
Lord lifts his head. Mr. V shoots him between the eyes.
I capito.
Grandpa lifts a gun.
Better go now.
Mr. V shoots him. Rosanna struggles as he flails and falls. Mr. V shoves her away. Antoine shoots and misses. Mr. V shoots Dash. Antoine and Hao shoot each other. Feldman runs to Hao. Mr. V grins at Hong, who crouches over Grandpa. He adjusts his hat.
Where's my money?
Hong picks up Grandpa's old pistol.
Oh, what? You're gonna shoot me with that?
Hong raises the gun. A bullet explodes out of Mr. V's chest. He collapses, revealing Rosanna holding a gun in her shaking hand. On his knees, Mr. V's hand flies up, knocking his hat off. He looks down at the bloody ruin of his chest. Rosanna stares, frozen. Hunched over Hao, Feldman looks at the dead bodies lying around him. His gaze turns from Lord to Antoine. Mr. V falls to the ground and goes limp. Rosanna stares in horror. Hong pants, looking at her. She steps past Mr. V toward Grandpa George. She falls to her knees, sobbing over him. Dash lies dying, clutching his belly in anguish. Hao looks up from Feldman, whose dead eyes stare. Sobbing, Rosanna looks up from Grandpa George to Hong. Hong stands in a pool of light, dead bodies splayed around him. Blackness. Credits. Audio described by One Extra. Associate Producer Kung Lee. Co-produced by Emmett Productions Limited and Payton Productions Limited. In association with the Fizz Facility Limited. Associate Producers are Noel Lanick, Stacey Frankel, Wayne Mark Godfrey, and Robert Jones. Cast in order of appearance, Kung Lee as Hong. Jean-Claude Van Damme as Tiano. Johnny Holmes as Big Jake. David Ali as Theo. Sam Medina as Biggie, Gilbert Melendez as Trey. Adrian Hammond as Buyer. Danny Cosmo as Junkie. Crystal Manticon as Rosanna. Danny Moore as Grandpa George, Ariel Zimmerman as Young Woman, Luis Da Silva Jr. as Dash, Arturo Palacios as Jonesy, Edric Brown as Antoine, Jason Mitchell as J-Dog, Travis Johnson as Mikey, Peter Weller as Mr. V, Tony Giroux as Jail Cop. Trevor Prangley as Lord. Scott Sheely as Yuri, Eddie Rouse as Beach, Andrew Sicking as Tony, Craig Walker as Sergeant Hao, Christopher Van Varenberg as Sergeant Feldman, Sari Cummings as Honey Darling, Dan Henderson as Officer Fazari, Monica Acosta as Pedestrian, Robert Dutton as Asian Prisoner, Casey Emmes as Cecilia, Larry Goldstein as Motorcycle Bandit, Dan Henderson as Beating Police Officer, Lloyd Pitts as James, Adam Sibley as Little Homie, Timothy A. Vasquez as Drug Buy Passenger. Hillbrand Bennett, LaWanda Smith and Glenn Warner as Residents. Andy Chapman, Austin Nalty, Eduardo Neves, Michael Patrick Rogers and Joe Williams as Sixth Street Kings. Jared Brignac, Wallace Britton, Jason Miller, Brandon Powell, John Revish, Mike T. Roy as East Siders. Rich Clementi, Travis McCoy, Luke Hawks, Micah Lopez, James Rawlings, Bill Waters, Greg Sproles and Josh Thompson as Devil Dogs. John Caray as Prison Guard, Brent Rolls as Beating Officer No. 2, Andrew Serpas as Prison Guard, John T. Wilson as Police Officer. Additional credit scroll. Drug dealers, crooked cops, and politicians should probably listen to my program or come up miss. Fuck a damn soul. Niggas kick it like Blade and Axel. Black Squad, Ajax and Mike, you break the castle. Fuck rapping about history. I'd rather create a platter than pavement with anguish. Face it,
be glad that we made it. Don't super mutant. Ooh. At the corner store, rapping, tagging boulevards and Cali with a 44 Magnum. Shorty's jaw tacking, shut the yapping quick. We fucking savages on some double dragon shit. Just warm in the air, enough to crush the pacifist. Tracks get shitted on like lush chucks, some laxatives. Got monster jackets, and none of the cue. Busting the booth, album funded off a hustle and loot. In a marksman of Armageddon, sparking with harder weapons. Target the larger tests and harness the raw aggression.
Copyright 2011 Autonomous Films. All rights reserved. Title, Dragon Eyes.